And welcome back to Nightcap at Freedom Radio. Mr. Doug Hoffman, thank you, sir, for being with us.
My pleasure, Pat. Glad to be here.
And I understand, or it at least seems as if, you have now surpassed Barack Obama's record for media appearances in one day.
Well, that's a good record to surpass, and I did it without a teleprompter.
I'm sure. Doesn't almost everybody, at least every conservative with scruples at any rate.
Right.
Sir, can you update us as to what has happened since we spoke to you last Sunday? You've had quite an exciting week.
Oh, I had a very exciting week. I had Dick Armey endorsing me, Sarah Palin endorsing me, and the list goes on and on. You know, I've already had Fred Thompson and Jerry Thompson, Gary Bauer.
Mark Levin.
Yes, Mark Levin, definitely. And today we had Congressman Tiahrt endorse us.
Wonderful. No small crowd.
No, and I forgot. Steve Forbes did the endorsement today too. So we're really thrilled and overwhelmed with the national support that we're getting. I should add too that since last week when we talked, Pat, the people that have been going to my website, DougHoffmanForCongress.com, has been overwhelming too, and we've had a terrific week with people donating and calling and volunteering to our organization. So that is overwhelming too.
It seems that you have more volunteers than you have time to assign them to anything at this point.
Oh, we haven't run out of assignments yet, so we're still looking for volunteers because we're going to start a door-to-door campaign next week, and we're going to start a telephone campaign right up to Election Day to get the vote out. And with everybody's help, we can win this. And again, if they go to DougHoffmanForCongress.com, we can use their help, and we won't run out of jobs for you. And hopefully we won't run out of money, and we're going to beat the big money machines, the Republicans and the Democrats that are pouring money into this race.
And I understand the New York Times is already sliming you.
Oh, well, that's good, because the better I do in the polls, the bigger a target I become. And the Democrats, I think, are starting to aim their guns at me already.
Always a good sign.
Yes.
If the Times is worried about you, then you're stepping up in the world, or down, depending on how you look at it.
Well, if they're aiming at me, then I'm proud, because my conservative message is getting out there, and we're all for smaller government, less spending, and less taxes, and protect our freedoms.
Speaking of protect, that's perfect that you mentioned protecting our freedoms. The general mission of this show is to support our men and women in uniform, and we often do that by supporting the men and women that support them. And we're really disturbed around here in the around these parts about the delay that our president has placed on making a decision about supplying our men, our troops.
Well, I agree. As an Army veteran and someone who trained at Fort Drum, which is our 10th Mountain Division that's stationed here in the district, I am 100% supportive of our troops. And if we're going to put them in harm's way, it shouldn't take a month or two to come to the conclusion that we have to give them the reinforcement of personnel and equipment that they need, and especially when our commanding general is saying that's what we need at this point.
I saw a Fox poll today that said that but some outrageously large percentage of the Fox viewers have more faith in General McChrystal than they do the president to make the decision as to what we need in Afghanistan. And unimaginable to me that someone with no military experience would question what the people with years of experience and leadership would map out as what is needed to win the war.
Absolutely. If we're going to put our troops over there, we have to be there with the firm commitment that we're there to win our objective, and we're going to do it with full force and not half-heartedly. And to do that, we are putting our troops in unnecessary harm's way.
Speaking of putting your troops in harm's way, I understand there was an interesting photo op in front of your headquarters.
Oh, what's that? Yes. It's been a busy week. I almost forgot about that. That was hilarious with my competitor trying to do a news conference in front of my headquarters, and basically it looked like she was going to announce that she was going to get out of the race and support me.
I did see the pic. For those who missed it, there was a picture of Dee Dee. Mysteriously, a crowd of Hoffman supporters made it into the picture in the background, and it was quite funny.
I guess so, but that's the risk you take when you want to do a press conference in front of our headquarters. We have so many volunteers and supporters that they can't help to help her out a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure that the left will claim that all those pictures were photoshopped in and that it was an AstroTurf event.
Yes, the mayor of Watertown called it the worst ever as far as a campaign strategy.
I know that you will continue to need donations, but to give our audience an idea of how far you've gotten in the last week, how have your contributions stepped up in the last week or so?
Oh, in the last week, it's been tremendous. The response that we've gotten from the people going to DougHoffmanForCongress.com, that too has been overwhelming. We've made more in the last week than we have throughout the entire campaign, and we're putting that to very, very good use. And the national support from the 912 group and the Tea Party and many others is proving that with their help we can win this race, and we're going to win it because with this support pouring in like it is, we're stepping up our advertising program. We've got 5,000 signs that we're going to get out in the next 3 days around the entire district, and don't forget this is 14,500 square miles of district that we have to cover. And we're going to get probably around 500 volunteers to start going door to door to get the vote out. So every dollar counts, and the more we get, the more we're going to put the pressure on in the next week. And we know that the Republicans and Democrats have come out with recent polls that they won't release because I'm in second place and I'm closing the gap every day. And we're doing the NASCAR draft, getting ready for the final lap.
Well, speaking of contributions, you're a man that knows what to do with a buck. And that will be quite comforting to those people that will be donating to your campaign that aren't in that largest geographical district. East of the Mississippi, as my producer tells me, yes.
Right, yes. I'm a CPA by trade and a business and financial planner, and I can assure you that my conservative fiscal values will make sure that every dollar counts and we put it to a wise use. And so, again, anybody that can go to DougHoffmanForCongress.com, anything and everything will be used wisely.
Getting the impression that Republicans are getting, of course, not the ones that didn't jump onto your campaign bandwagon, but I'm getting the impression that a lot of Republicans are thrilled with the opportunity to vote for a conservative.
Well, I am a registered Republican. I'm running on the conservative line, right, and they're thrilled that that I'm running, and I've actually had more and more Republican officials stepping up to the plate and locally and telling us that they endorse us. And I'm having more and more people just stop me and shake my hand and say thank you for running and giving us a choice in this election for a real common-sense conservative Reagan Republican versus two liberal candidates.
I received in the mail today a census or a questionnaire from the Republican Party, and what I think is disturbing a lot of people is the fact that the Republican Party needs to poll its constituents for what they stand for.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I was a I have been donating to the Republican Party for years, and I've been receiving their literature and saying, yeah, that's what I stand for, and that's what I believe in. And then, you know, lately, and especially in this election, the type of candidates that they've been choosing certainly do not represent what the literature says and their website says. And that's what I'm standing up for. I'm fighting for the heart and soul of the Republican Party, and it's time that we reclaim that, the values and ideals that made it strong before, because I think that's why they've been losing all these elections lately. And why they're going to lose this election is that they do not stick to their values and ideals.
It's always a pleasure to speak to you, and you have our continued best wishes for success. And there will be a special election November 3rd. We ask our conservatives to, you know, in the last year or two, to please stick their neck out and run. And you're doing that, and I hope you get the support, every bit of support that you deserve, and then some.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope I win this election so that in 2010, more and more people will step up to the plate like I did, and we'll take our country back, and we'll get our conservative values back in place. And so you're definitely helping me with my cause, and I really appreciate it, Pat.
Well, our prayers continue to go with you, and I do thank you once again for being with us, Doug Hoffman, running for Congress in New York's 23rd District. And we hope to speak to you soon, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, Pat. You have a great evening, and good night.
Good night, sir.